The Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast with Tony, Jason, Sam.
Hi, thanks for listening to our Breakfast Bonus Podcast. Today we're talking about the hours people are working, and they've gone right back to 2021 and compared 2021 to since the pandemic in the last couple of years.
Oh, this is interesting.
Do you reckon we're working more or less than we were before the pandemic?
Well, what I would like to know, I think this comes with parameters, how are they working out what we work? You know, because I suspect some more people are working from home, and are they counting that?
Yeah, they are. So it's a group called Active Track, and they basically track, you can, and this is the scary thing, Big Brother's always watching, we know that. Mm. They're checking, like, you know, when you're doing your keystrokes on your keyboard, when you're logging into your Zoom, all that sort of stuff, right?
So they can tell if you're looking at your screen?
Apparently so. Apparently they can see if your camera's on, all that sort of carry on.
Wow.
I know.
Oh gosh, that's scary, isn't it?
I know. Anyway, so this is Active Track, who have found the last 3 years, the average length of a workday fell by 15%, which means now we're working less than we were. Four fewer hours a week than we were in 2021. That surprises me.
I think that's good, because I feel like we were peaking at 2021 and something had to readjust, because that was when the digital age suddenly made us available 24/7.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we didn't adjust to that. Our employer gets a lot out of us these days. You know, we're replying to emails after hours, on weekends, just to stay on top of our pile.
You're so right. You've got your phone in your hand, you hear the bing, you go check it, you feel like you have to reply to it.
You get the anxiety.
You do.
It washes, pulses through your body.
You know, let's not forget what Labor Day's all about. It's about, is it Samuel Marsden?
Yes, I think it was.
One of the Samuels anyway, but he basically was out there protesting that we should be having an 8-hour working day, 8 hours rest and 8 hours sleep.
The irony is, for Samuel, is that we all end up having to do emails on Labor Day.
I know. We're supposed to be celebrating the 40-hour week. I'm like, who does 40 hours a week? So they said that we're working 4 hours a week less than we were in 2021 on average. So they also found our weekends are starting earlier. Now, I love this. So people are bailing out of there. The average employee now clocks out of work on Fridays at 4:03.
I reckon,
full hour earlier than they used to.
I reckon that would be true, but I don't think that means they're working less, because I suspect they'd clock out, but on the weekend they're having to do stuff which they normally wouldn't be paid for.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Do you know the other thing that's probably not taken into that equation is travel time? You know, our roads are so bad now, so even if they're saying that we're working less, we're actually not, because they're not counting the time that we spend in traffic. And that's why some of these new modern iterations of how the workday should be, with working from home and all the rest of it, is so much more efficient.
Mm. Oh yeah, I agree. I think
carry on.
Sorry, I was going to say, people miss the commute as well. Do you remember during lockdown there were some people who would get in their car and just drive around the block because they missed the commute, and they'd drive back to their house?
Mm.
It was happening overseas, it was happening in New Zealand.
Because you get quite programmed to what your day normally involves. But I think we've got a problem, because although it's according to those stats we're working less, I think people by and large are more stressed, more anxious, and they feel more stressed by their job.
Mm. I agree.
Do you know, could we have a tethered system? You know what I mean? Because when I was in my younger days, I loved working. You know, I was 100% dedicated, focused. That's because I didn't have kids. You know, and then later in life, I think you can apply yourself to the same degree as you used to. But during those school, you know, when you've got young kids or school-age kids, I think those are the years that that employers should provide more flexibility.
In saying that, I feel like you also say, thank goodness I'm at work sometimes.
No, I say that a lot.
but you're right. And also, thank goodness for people like you, Sam, because you realise that there are a lot of people who don't. They use work to escape their families, and they work longer hours to do that sort of stuff. And
no,
it's
heartbreaking. No,
he's just admitted to that.
Yeah, that is literally me.
So the stats come from, get this, 135 workers across 1,000 different companies. They reckon the overall efficiency of employees has remained flat, though, even though our work days are shrinking by 47 minutes, they say, the productivity is about the same, which I think you're right. We're just making up for it in other ways.
I think so too.
Oh, we need a break again.
Give us a break.
Do you know what you need? We need to base this on a working mum with 2 or 3 kids. Because no one can get stuff done like a working mum with 2 or 3 kids. Your efficiency is amazing.
Then throw in, you're expecting guests in 10 minutes. Now you want stuff happen.
Thanks for listening to the Coast Breakfast Bonus Podcast. Get your day started with Coast's Feel Good Breakfast. Tony Street, Jace Reeves and Sam Wallace.